This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to a Deloitte survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Travel bans from some South American and European countries was set to expire soon. Not so fast as the incoming administration. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans, first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller said in a statement Monday that the Department of Defense has not received any intelligence indicating a potential insider threat to the inauguration. The vetting of the 25,000 National Guard troops was done to leave no stone unturned in securing the Capitol. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First Lady Melania Trump gave a farewell message Monday, highlighting her role in American history. Here's some of that speech.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination. I see the faces of brave young soldiers who have told me with their pride in their eyes how much they love serving this country. To every service member and to our incredible military families, you are heroes, and you will always be in my thoughts and prayers. I think of all of the members of law enforcement who greet us everywhere we go. At every hour of every day, they stand guard to keep our communities safe. To all the people of this country, you will be in my heart forever. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
The full address is posted on her official Twitter page. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. You know, like Yogi Berra, you know, may find yourself saying, if I knew I was going to live this long, maybe I should have taken better care of myself. And the fact of the matter is with all the information out there, it just takes a little bit of work and a desire to want to do better for yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually so that you don't have to be subjected to, an exit from this current life's journey as we've seen other people, maybe even family members. You know, let's face it, health is at the forefront of everyone's 2021 agenda. I mean, that seems to be the constant. Every New Year's, you know, there's this New Year's resolution. We're going to do so much better. That is probably the single most popular resolution. It's health oriented. We're going to lose weight. We're going to exercise more. We're going to do all those good things. Well, fortunately for us, Daniel Kennedy, who's going to be joining us here in just a moment, the director and creator of Healthy Long Life, has just done an incredible job, a seven-part series, the documentary series, on, a healthy life. A life expectancy right now is just short of about 80 years. That's the general actuary tables. That's what they tell us. But healthy life expectancy is 10 years less, about 69.9 years, according to Daniel. Too often the last 10 years of life are spent in sickness, pain, and paying expensive medical bills. And he says the good news is it doesn't have to be this way. Daniel Kennedy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. This is exciting to be on your program today to talk about getting healthy. You know, today, getting healthy isn't a good idea. Your life literally depends on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've learned that. I mean, COVID-19 has really brought that to the forefront, hasn't it?
It really has, and speaking to the experts in Healthy Long Life, you know, I filmed an extra bonus episode just on COVID, and I went and talked to people like Dr. Michael Greger and Dr. T. Colin Campbell from Cornell University to see, is there anything that we can do to fare better to prevent COVID-19 or even to recover from it? And they brought up some points that I'm not hearing so much from the CDC, mm-hmm. where the people that do better are the ones that start off in good health. It sounds a little bit logical, but we don't think about it because there's a term that we're not familiar with, which is comorbidity, which right. means you have two or more illnesses going on. So the people with heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and cancer are the ones that really are struggling the most with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that you can do to lower your risk of those diseases.
Exactly. And Daniel, you know, when you hear comorbidity and people who have comorbidities, it might be a shock to their system in such a way to say, well, why should I fight? You know, I have these comorbidities. My risk is so high that it's a matter of time before this bug catches up to me. But what we're finding out is people are reversing that. You can, you know, by living right and doing the right thing, you can reverse the abuse that maybe you've subjected your body to by becoming, we've talked in the show, you know, from day one about fortifying the immune system. And this is why I've been looking forward to talking to you, because so much of your docuseries here has to do with fortification and, you know, building up a strong immune system. So though it's been compromised, doesn't mean that it always has to stay that way, right?
Yeah, and, you know, so many of us, Bill, in our society just think that it's all genetics and it's a matter of fate. Either I'll get cancer or I won't. Either I'll have heart disease or I don't. If I get heart disease, I'll have a surgery. Either I'll survive or not. But I really want to make this point, which is you can get healthy, and the ball is really in your court. There's so much knowledge, like you had mentioned. And, you know, even if you look at just the American Cancer Society and what the National Cancer Institute say, they say that all cancers combined are related to genes in only 10% of the cases. 90% of cancer, and this is almost the same statistic for diabetes type 2 and heart disease, are lifestyle related. Mm-hmm. And so that means that you have power. You can make the choice. I think we all just need a motivation. And if COVID-19 isn't enough motivation,
yes,
you know, then just go ahead and enjoy the life the way you want to. And I think most people are really interested in living a healthy, long life.
And some parts of our humanity and our makeup, you know, the scientists aren't going to talk about it, you know, for whatever reason. Maybe it's just passe, or, you know, today we live in a world that wants to take God and spirituality out of the conversation. But you can take it out of the conversation, but it doesn't mean that it means less. The aspect of our humanity as tripart human beings, body, mind, and spirit, still are very much in play and in balance. And if we disrespect that balance, then what comes into play is disease, right? Because we're uneasy, because we're out of balance. And so that's the door opener for disease, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, my grandfather was Dr. Ernesto Contreras Sr., who started a Waste of Hope hospital in 1963 to treat cancer patients that way, body, mind, and spirit. And he was one of the first doctors in the 1960s to actually have a chaplain on staff and a psychologist, and our patients see all three of them. Because it's all connected. I mean, I think of the head bones connected to the neck bone.
Yeah, right.
You know, when it comes to body, mind, and spirit, because your emotions really follow your spirit, and your body follows your emotions. And we can get really complex and talk about psychoneuroendocrinology, but what I'm saying is that when you feel stress, your body will react to that to get you out of the situation. The
exactly.
Threat, the fight or flight response. And that gives you that burst of energy in the short term. But when you're chronically at stress, it compromises your immune system because of all of those hormones that are released by the adrenal glands. And so the way to get out of chronic stress in most cases is through spirituality. Now, we have a cancer treatment center in Mexico, founded by my grandfather, and I interviewed 50 of my patients that had survived stage 4 cancer, because I thought, it's good to hear what the scientists hear, but how about people who have beaten cancer?
Yeah. How about the blind man? How about the one who is blind and now sees? Maybe we should talk to him, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I asked him, I said, what are the 5 things that help you beat cancer? And 48 out of my 50 patients had 2 things in common. They said faith and food. And that really got my attention. They said, I had to turn to God because cancer was bigger than me, and I needed something bigger than me to help me. So they turned to God, and then they say, food. You know, I was willing to make the changes needed and start using foods that would make my body a cancer-fighting machine instead of foods that were doing harm to my immune system. And, you know, Bill, it's so intuitive. We all know what foods are.
Exactly. Daniel, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Daniel Kennedy as we talk about a healthy, long life. This is what we want for all of us, including you that are listening. Stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, we want a healthy, long life, right? I mean, for all of us who said, okay, this year I'm going to exercise a little bit more. I'm going to take care of my body. I'm going to do these things that are positive so that I can live a healthy life. I mean, look at what we've been subjected to in this last year with COVID-19 and the impact that it's had on I don't know that COVID hasn't touched just about every family in our country today in one form or another. And we're introduced to terms like comorbidity and immunity and all these things that are so critical. And Daniel Kennedy is just released a seven-part series, right, Daniel?
It's a seven-part, and there's an eighth just on COVID-19 that will be released very soon.
Okay, and it's available. How can they tap into this and be in the flow of the know?
You know, the best way is just to visit my website, healthylonglife.com, because there's a button that says Watch Now.
Right.
And it connects you. But there's also great resources there.
Right, exactly. So healthylonglife.com, because as we said earlier, you know, the average age now about, you know, plus or minus 80 years. You know, a healthy life. I mean, and that's that you're not going to the exit. You know, you want to go to the exit, you know, with as much strength and vitality as possible. When it's time to go, it's time to go. But traditionally, we're talking, as a rule, healthy life expectancy is 10 years short of that. So, you know, like what? We got 10 years of misery to look forward to before we head to the final exit of this current state that we live in. You know, and it doesn't have to be that way. And this is, I guess that's what motivated you. What exactly, Daniel, motivated you to, you know, produce this documentary and to search out? Because, I mean, you did something that was brilliant. I mean, it wasn't like you said, okay, hey, I'm just going to go to India because I know that there's a lot of information coming out of India. I mean, you went to seven different places where health is vital and vibrant.
Well, after working in cancer treatment for 27, almost 28 years now, I realized something very important, and that is medicine does not promote health. Mm-hmm. Medicine fights illness. And so I'm thinking, well, but I want to be healthy. I don't want to be just not sick.
Yeah, right.
I want to be healthy. So
right.
How can we promote health? And I had two main motivators to just go and search the world for answers. It was a personal motivation and a professional motivation. The personal motivation was the fact that when I was 8 years old, my grandmother died of ovarian cancer. Mm. She had three kids, my dad, his elder brother, my uncle, and my aunt. My dad had three types of cancer and died 2 years ago of congestive heart failure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My uncle died of pancreatic cancer, and my aunt died 2 years ago of stage 4 melanoma cancer. Between the two brothers, they had five kids, myself, my sister, and three cousins. The first cousin has cancer. So lots of people would just say, oh, well, cancer runs
in your family.
Right. I'm so sorry. And I think, well, no, I don't want that to run in my family. Is there anything I can do? So I went out and searched the world to see how can we prevent cancer, heart disease, because, you know, my dad died of heart failure and other diseases. But the professional motivation came from working with cancer patients and their families at A Waste of Hope for the last 27 years. And in all these interviews, because I'm a counselor, in all these interviews, patients are just saying, Daniel, help my family not get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out to look for that knowledge. And why did I go to places like India? Well, I was thinking, look, pharmaceuticals have only been around. I think the very first pharmaceutical came into use in 1869. So less than 150 years of our thousands and thousands of years of existence. How did people keep healthy in the past without pharmaceuticals?
Mm-hmm.
So India has this rich tradition of using medicinal spices. And we actually, at A Waste of Hope, use medicinal spices as a part of our cancer therapy, like curcumin, which has, you know, comes from turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And these have evidence-based published white papers that talk about the cancer-fighting qualities of medicinal spices. So we did that. We went to China, you know, before the outbreak of COVID-19, just to look at traditional Chinese medicine. We went to Mexico to the pyramids of Chichen Itza to talk to Mayan healers that are still practicing, you know, healing. And they use all kinds of leaves and things that grow around the natural springs they call the cenotes. And I was seeing that all of these ancient modalities, oh, we went to Israel, which is the crossroads of Africa and Asia and Europe. So all the traders came through with their, you know, healing traditions. We spoke to a Yemenis in Israel doing ancient style healing, and what they all have in common is that they use nutrients that are food originated, and they talk a lot more about promoting health than fighting disease. And that's what you're going to see in the Healthy Long Life docuseries. And on my website, healthylonglife.com, we give resources and workbooks and a free cooking app. And we even have a doctor that's giving away free zinc and vitamin D3. There's a button for that just to help prevent COVID-19. So it is just a treasure chest.
Yeah, what a blessing. Resources. And again, we're reminded, and that was my takeaway. I mean, you talk about wanting to praise God. I mean, God gave us the leaves for healing, right? And here it is. This is ancient, and it's kind of almost arrogant, I think, of the modern era to, you know, refer to this as ancient, and sad that something has gotten lost in translation. And thank God for you bringing it back to the forefront here, Daniel, because the power of this docuseries is going to be eye-opening for people and encourage them in new ways. And it may be a little bit of shock to the system because we've been used to relying on Western medicine. And as you point out in the docuseries, the Western medicine is in conflict with healing and with the process that takes place naturally within our bodies. And we need to get up to speed on some of these traditional ancient remedies that are right there, and you don't have to go to a counter to get a hold of, or a doctor's prescription, or, you know, take some sort of, you know, some synthetic medication that comes with a long list of disclaimers, right?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I will say this, if you have an active disease, remember, I didn't say medicine is not worth anything. I said medicine fights disease. If you have an active disease, medicine can help fight that disease back, but it's not going to get you well, and it's not going to add healthy years onto your life. It can buy you time to start doing things that promote health. And so Healthy Long Life is giving that information, but it is evidence-based. I mean, we interviewed Dr. T. Colin Campbell of Cornell University, who did the China study. We interviewed Dr. Michael Greger, the famous author of How Not to Die. We're talking people that bring all of the research to the forefront, and it is pointing to just what you said, you know. This ancient knowledge, and I love it. You got me fired up, Bill, to be honest. Because I
think we're firing each other up. I mean, this is great, and our audience is blessed, you know, for this, Daniel, because what we're talking about is something I've always believed in, and that is you got to get to the root. And this gets us to the root. If we cure the root, then everything above the root's going to be healthy, right?
You're talking about the roots, and, you know, you brought up the scripture. Anytime something appears more than once in the Bible, you should pay attention. And I love that verse about the leaf bringing healing to the nations, because it's repeated from Ezekiel first, and it's shown again in Revelation. It's that important that it appears in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so, you know, God really did create nature's pharmacy. And did you know that we were not created to be sick? Death wasn't even in the original program. And
exactly.
Garden.
Well, he wouldn't have told us to be fruitful and multiply if he created us to be sick. You're exactly right. Daniel, we got to leave it there. Remind everybody where they can go to get in touch and to learn more from this docuseries.
Yeah, please visit us on healthylonglife.com. That's healthylonglife.com. You can watch the documentary there.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five of President-elect Joe Biden's National Security Cabinet nominees will face Senate panels on Tuesday in the first step of the confirmation process. The day before Biden takes office, his nominees for Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Director of National Intelligence, Defense Secretary, and Secretary of Homeland Security will appear before Senate committees. The Toledo Police Department said Monday an officer has died after a shooting standoff with a suspect. 24-year-old officer Brandon Stocker was hit once by the suspect, who brandished two firearms while leaving a house after it was surrounded. How fast do you cancel streaming services? It's a problem for Hollywood because they are so easy to cancel, and those services are seeing a lot of people leave after they finish watching the shows that convince them to sign up. According to Deloitte's survey of 1,100 people in October, 46% of respondents canceled at least one streaming service in the last year. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength of fight, your stone. You've come so far.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Huey joins us now. He is the coordinator speaker for Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alert. Hey, Mr. Craig, happy New Year to you, buddy.
Happy New Year, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, I really wanted to be happy, and there's a lot of stress on this country this day. We got a 46th president, not exactly hope and change. He says he wants to build back better. I'm not sure I understand that any more than I did the fundamental transformation of America. I do know that what we were exposed to in the previous administration that Joe Biden was involved in was a lot of disappointment, from shovel-ready jobs that just didn't quite happen, the misappropriation of people's tax money, high unemployment numbers, more people on welfare than ever before, home ownership dropped down, people were very, very unhappy because of all the regulations. Jobs in America scooted, they went overseas, and we had American workers sitting on their thumbs, looking to get in the welfare line.
Bill, it's very disturbing, because in the next 100 days, we are going to see an assault on economic freedom, we're going to see an assault on religious liberty, and we're going to see an assault on the First Amendment free speech rights that we have like we've never seen before. The 100 days, first 100 days of the Biden administration is going to be deep state-type bureaucrats, ideologically-driven bureaucrats on steroids, to undo things that Trump had put into place, and to advance a radical agenda to transform our culture, politics and economics.
Well, at the foundation of all this, as you said earlier, is the attack on freedom of speech. Craig, I can tell you, I remember when I went in the Marine Corps, one of the things that was altered immediately was the way you had to speak. And it was interesting how that dynamic, how that puts you off guard. It really made you defensive because there were certain things that you had to say in order to be acknowledged. And if you were acknowledged in a negative sort of way, that wasn't good either. So you got conditionalized very quickly in the Marine Corps, how to speak, what to say, when to say it, and accordingly. And here we are. I see this dynamic taking place right now where people aren't even sure what to say. I mean, because even in Congress, you got Nancy Pelosi saying, here's the new rules. You know, there's no gender specifics. But yet when she was talking about, you know, motherhood and fathers and that sort of thing, which now on, I guess in order to get around it, they said, it's okay on the floor of Congress, if you speak the words, you just can't write the words. I mean, this is like the screw tape letters all over again, isn't it?
It's like 1984.
Yeah.
Where basically what we're moving into is if you're a business owner, you're afraid to speak up about economic opposition to policies that are going to put millions of people out of jobs. You're afraid to speak out against it. If you're an employee of a company and you see something that is wrong with what's going on in Washington, D.C. or in your particular state, Bill, people are afraid. They're being silenced out
exactly.
of fear to be able to take a stand for that which is right because they know that they can be retaliated against as well as, of course, big tech censoring them or marginalizing what they have to say.
Well, and interestingly enough, regarding big tech, here they cancel the president, and this is costing them. Because just like what the mainstream media found out in the 2015 election, the reason they pursued Trump was because the guy got audience. And they said, hey, look at, you know, as much as they hated it, you know, they had to cover the guy because he was giving them ratings, right? And so then they, afterwards said, hey, that won't happen again. And big tech stepped in, as part of the cabal along with the other entities, government, the establishment media, you know, we can even bring the communist Chinese because they were in it all along anyway. But they all colluded to say there is no way that Donald Trump will ever be reelected. I mean, to the point that Nancy Pelosi knew this, that she made, if you remember, she made the very direct prediction that in September that Joe Biden was, in fact, going to be the 46th president of the United States. So my question is, what did she know that we didn't?
Well, she knew that Big Tent was going to censor any type of pro-Trump approach in online posting. She knew that the media was going to be basically censoring any type of messaging that would be conservative or libertarian or Christian-oriented. She knew that there was basically a collusion to be able to help get the Democrats elected, to be able to have a radical left-wing agenda in place to promote pro-socialist policies. And this is the socialist transformation that Bernie Sanders has been talking about, that is really underneath all the rhetoric that you see is an agenda that is going to be devastating to freedom, to economic growth, and to our society.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, on the heels of that, remember, you had Joe Biden claiming that he had created the largest voter fraud organization. And, of course, you know, all that was, you know, oh, it was taken out of context and it was all mollified and everything else. But it was a moment of honesty, I guess, by the then Vice President Biden.
He slipped because he knew that throughout every election there's been voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
This voter fraud was accelerated dramatically from several major areas. The primary one ballot harvesting that took place, and the vote-by-mail ballots that were sent out to people that allowed ballot harvesting to create illegal returns. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, the normal type of voter fraud that has gone on occurred, but this time there was something different. And it was part of big tech. It was part of the Democratic Party plan. They understood that Trump was able to mobilize largely evangelicals in key swing states 4 years ago to win the election. So and Hillary Clinton basically ignored these swing states, and they couldn't take that risk this time. And so what they did, it didn't matter if it was Biden running for president or Harris running for president or whoever it would be, they had to concentrate on those key swing states. And so big tech, Facebook, Google, the entire Democratic establishment, their concentration was on about seven states, especially in certain key cities, to mm-hmm. get out the vote. And they did whatever it could to mobilize those people to get out the vote, both legal and illegal, mm-hmm. and they were successful. That's the reality of where we're at today.
Right. Well, and this is the problem, because you have 75 million voters, legitimate voters, not made-up voters, not people from the cemetery, but legitimate voters that cast a vote that, in essence, were disenfranchised by God only knows what, because we don't know. I mean, maybe down the road, kind of like what we're, you know, it's so interesting. The Democrats so casually speak of this now, but then it was like, oh, you can't say anything. Back in 1960, with the fraud that took place in Chicago between the unions and the Democratic Party in order to put a JFK over the top, right?
Exactly.
And now 60 years later, Craig, they talk about it like, you know, it's just, oh, it's passe, you know, it's okay, it's kind of okay. What do you mean it's okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's disgusting, because I keep kicking the voter fraud can up the road, and now here we are at this point where it's incredulous. It's so extraordinary. Anyway, look, I'm going to give you a chance to respond. I'm going to give you a chance to respond, but we've got to go to break. We've got more from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Thank you. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you. Craig Huey continues with us. Craig, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to what I said earlier in terms of the voter fraud can being kicked up the road. And, you know, just one quick marker was in 1960 when Democrats now say, oh, well, yeah, it's a matter of history. And everybody knows that, you know, Chicago stuffed the ballot and cheated for JFK in order for him to be elected president.
Yeah, it's a fact everybody recognizes in part of history. And what, they're going to recognize that fact in this election. I really believe so, despite the denials of the media and big tech, despite the attacks on people who are saying that it was voter fraud, there was. And here's the thing. President Trump, whether you like part of what he did or all of what he did as an outsider is a legacy to change America for the better down the road, and in fact, a legacy to save America from the decline that it was in. And so what happened in issues of economics with the amazing economic growth by lowering taxes and reducing regulations, the promotion of religious liberty and pro-life policy, the protection of not only the protection of Israel, but the advancement of Israel's protection throughout the Middle East, all these things and so much more are something that only an outsider could do.
Exactly.
What he did with China, what he did with NATO, what he did with all these countries, only an outsider could do. And draining the swamp and stopping and exposing the deep state bureaucrats, only an outsider could do. And this created such hatred against him, but it's this legacy. And here's what his biggest legacy could be, because between now and 2022 is the next election. It will be the most important election to turn back from the advancement of socialism and the advancement of collectivism that we're on. 2022, we have to win that election. And 2022 has to be a fair election. And what Trump can do is continue on with lawsuits to prove that it was voter fraud. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's software or if it's ballot harvesting. It doesn't matter what type of fraud it is. It has to be proven and proven in court. And that takes time and it takes money.
Right.
It takes judges of courage to want to address this because there's such severe pushback. I mean, Craig, so much so, the Supreme Court didn't want anything to do with this. I mean, you've got 75 million voters who did not have a day in court. Whereas you had, how many voters for Hillary Clinton? 66 million or so? She got 4 years of her, case being brought before the people, special counsel. I mean, there was an endless amount. I mean, over $70 million invested in impeachment subsequently to have their day in court, and they found bupkis.
So let me give you maybe a different point of view and see how you react to it, Bill. December 14th was the day when the Electoral College met. At that point, in reality, the election was over. Mm-hmm. And for the courts to come in and overthrow an election or postpone an election would be viewed as disruptive from kind of the court culture of how a nation should operate and how a democratic republic should be. To be able to prove that there was voter fraud in court would probably take a minimum of 1 year, maybe a year and a half.
Right.
To be able to investigate software fraud, software manipulation, will take at least 2 years of a very trained forensic team to prove in court. I believe there's judges who will take up the case. I believe the Supreme Court will be willing to hear the case, but not if it means stopping the election. If it means making a fair election, I think they'll do it. And so I think there's enough Supreme Court judges now that would take a stand for wanting to investigate the truth and make a decision based upon truth without the political pressure of overturning an election.
Well, I agree in part with what you're saying, Craig, and this is the problem I had when the Trump administration addressed this thing on a legal basis, that going in and getting caught in courts and you're in a legal bucket of gum. And we saw what happened right away, and they should have realized that. Sidney Powell, I have a lot of respect for Sidney Powell, and she knows. She's not some rookie. I mean, and of course, Giuliani and the other people involved with the Trump legal team, they should have known almost immediately that this wasn't going to work, that they needed to find something. And that's what I said from the very beginning. You needed to pull back the shroud and find that one linchpin that was critical, that was going to be able to prove that there was voter fraud that took place. Now, one gentleman who's been greatly ignored that I think has a lot of credibility is Jovan Pulitzer. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of his videos or checked him out or not, but this guy is the guy that he's probably one of the most prolific patent holders in the country. This guy's beyond genius. He's a very intelligent man. And he broke down how these ballots, I mean, he didn't even need their signatures. He didn't need to identify, so he wasn't going to invade anybody's privacy, because that was the other thing. These states were, we got to be careful not to, violate people's individual privacy. But you know this because of your background in marketing and other things that you've done. He says that every ballot has a mechanical signature. It goes through a mechanical process. And by putting it through that process, you can determine in very short order the validity of said ballot. Now, I'm putting it in my terms very simplistically. Trust me, he's a genius. So and this is interpretive here, okay? So my understanding is that he can, in short order, in minutes, tell you where that ballot originated from. Because there were cases, we don't know, but we know that there were reports that there were ballots that were printed, it's suspected they were printed in China, and interestingly, like even the dot that was filled in for Joe Biden, okay? He says even that has a signature, because what will happen is when somebody fills in the dot, there's an initial imprint that goes in when you first, because, naturally, when you think about it, you go and you fill in the dot, you press the pen into that dot, and that leaves an imprint, and it's harder than the rest of them, right? Just like when you lift the pen, then you got less. Well, that's a signature, in a sense, that dot. Well, what happened, what they discovered, was that dot was consistent to tell you that it wasn't individually put in place by a humanoid. It was done by a machine, and it was printed on the ballot. It wasn't hand done. So these things that can call out, and also in the process as they go through, there's other mechanical signatures that come into play that will either validate or invalidate the ballots in question.
Yeah, and it sounds, when you listen to him and you listen to the science behind it, it sounds like this is something easy to expose because of the ability to investigate that. But if I'm a judge, I'm looking at this and saying, okay, he's got his theory. Now I've got to hear the testimony of those who would disagree with that, mm-hmm. put holes in that.
Right.
And that's where you've got a year
right.
and a half to argue if that's true or not. And mm-hmm. this is not an easy, quick process. And there, not that his analysis is wrong, but there have been so many flawed analyses that I have read about
right.
voter fraud, and there is voter fraud, and I'm
well. Eric Holder says it doesn't exist. He says voter fraud doesn't exist, right?
Of course. That's their denial because that's in their self-interest.
Right.
But it does. And so the point is that if Trump pursues this and he continues with the lawsuits on this, we're going to win. The truth will be found out. And so that's one level of it. And then, Bill, there's one other level. In states like Pennsylvania and other states, the Republicans who have been elected in those states, they control that legislature, and even in the states where it's not controlled, electoral reform has to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have continued the fact that people can register the vote and you don't know who they are. If you recall, Bill, I told you about how when I wrote my book, The Deep State,
mm-hmm.
I have a chapter in there on voter fraud, and one of the things that happened is that I had registered a dog online. That was illegal thing number one. And then
right.
illegal thing number two is that the ballot went to an office address, my office address. That's illegal too. I mean, if you can register a dog, anybody can register to vote.
Exactly.
And then in California alone, 344,000 ballots of dead people or moved people were sent out. What happened to those 344,000? How many people grabbed those ballots in an apartment complex or at a home or got it and they mailed in two ballots instead of one ballot? I mean, the chances for fraud on something like this, every state needs to clean those things up. And that should be nonpartisan.
Right.
And then you've got the whole issue of how do you make sure that if you're having ballot harvesting, you don't know, like right now, a lady who picked up 4,000 or 5,000 ballots in Texas.
Right. He's the coordinator and speaker for the Election Forum, publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alerts, Mr. Craig Huey. Craig, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.